All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for bringing us here this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you care to reveal yourself to us. Lord, that you care to know us, for us to know you. Lord, we pray this morning as we look into your word, as we fellowship with one another, Lord, that we would know more of your heart, more of who you are. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear, hearts to believe. Lord, help us to know you, Lord. We pray that during this time, as we're coming up to Christmas, as we would begin to look at this year, look at our hearts, look at our lives, look at the state of the world around us, God, that we would seek you, and Lord, that we would find you. We thank you so much, God, for revealing yourself to us, for giving us your word, for sending Jesus, for saving us, Lord. We thank you for these things, and we pray this morning we would celebrate that, share that, and grow in that. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
It's my privilege this morning to introduce Jarek and Iwona Pieczak, who are joining us from Poland, where it's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I have a few extra minutes, so I'm going to take a little longer to introduce them because I just want to give some background. I did something this weekend that probably, I don't think most Americans, I know most don't do this. I flew my American flag over Thanksgiving. I'm really thankful for our country. And Poland is my second home, my second adopted homeland. And Jarek and Iwona know that we love Poland, and they love America as well. I know that. God has, as you all know, God has blessed our country so very richly. Luke 12:48 says this, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more." I believe that we as American Christians in particular are going to, among other things, we're going to answer to God for the great blessing we have had at being born Americans and in a country that has a wonderful heritage of a freedom to worship and a freedom to preach the gospel of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And we are well aware that there are many countries where that message has not flourished. When we went to Poland in 2002, there was an estimated evangelical population of that nation of 0.2%. 0.2%. I saw recently where that has risen to 0.4%. So God is on the move in Poland, and we're excited about that. I'm not saying that is all owing to because we went there. I think our going there did have something to do with it. But as I pondered how I would introduce Jarek and Iwona this morning, I just couldn't get away from the verse from Matthew 9, where after observing the multitudes and comparing them to sheep who were downcast and couldn't get off their backs, who were injured and struggling, Jesus and his disciples viewed the struggling multitudes who were trapped in sin and darkness, deception. And Jesus said to his disciples that they were to beseech the Lord of the harvest for workers for his harvest. Now, beseech is a pretty strong word. It's, we're crying out, oh, we beseech you, oh, Lord. And we tend to beseech God for certain things. If we're in pain, we beseech him, oh, God, get me out of this. If we're in trouble, or maybe a loved one is floundering, is lost, and we beseech God, and that's all well and good. But one thing in particular we are to beseech God for, and that is for workers for his harvest. And when I think about Jarek and Iwona, that's how I think that God, that they're an answer to the prayers of many believers, that he would raise up workers for the harvest of souls, particularly in Poland, a nation where there hasn't been a great history of the gospel being preached. We moved to Poland in 2002. Several years later, the Lord ran us into Jarek and Ivona. We were instantly kindred spirits. Our daughter Lynn, who's going to be 23 soon, was, I think, 8 years old at the time, and we enrolled her in the Christian school of which Jarek was the headmaster. And the Lord just really melded our hearts together in so many ways. They lived with us in our home for about a year with their twin boys. And we so much appreciate the opportunity to have known them, to play somewhat of a mentoring role in their lives. We know that through our lives, we each have a number of mentors. And I know that Jarek and Ivona, you have had a number of mentors. And Joan and I have been privileged to be a few of those. And we're just so excited about what God is doing in them and what he's doing through them. And I just want us to appreciate that we have, before God, we have a lot that we're going to answer for, because we live in a country that's not only materially wealthy, we live in a country that's spiritually wealthy as well. And it is incumbent upon us to use our resources to pray for, to give moral encouragement to, and financial support to those who are laboring in areas where there hasn't been, up till now, there hasn't been much harvest. So there's so much more that I could say about Jarek and Ivona, wonderful people that they are, but I don't want to take too much time away from what they're going to share. But I just want to welcome you, Jarek and Ivona. We're so glad that you've been able to join us from Poland, and we trust that God is going to speak to us through you today. So please take it away.
Thank you, Jack, for this warm words. We have also this very sweet memories from the time when you, together with Joanne and children, you've been in Poland. It is really, these are good memories that we have.
Yes.
So it's good to be with you in this way, Song Church.
New Song Church. New Song.
New Song Church, yes. We have so many good memories since our time when we have been in your place.
It was almost over 2 years ago. Mm. We have visited your church, and it was first time for me in America, and we are thankful to God for your nation and for your people, for the things we could take, and for moreover the spiritual family that we can have with some of you.
Yes, we know that probably there are new people in your church and you do not know us, so we would like to share with you some information about us as a family, and about us as a ministry, way of life ministry. So we would like to show you some, maybe some
slides
about us. So Way of Life, this is our ministry, Way of Life ministry. We have in our hearts this desire and this conviction that we want to live with all of our life for God. So living for God's glory. We believe this is the call for us and for actually for believers, that we can live for his glory. We would like to show you, these are our boys. We have two boys, is Jake.
In the middle
and Bartosz on the left.
And they are twins.
Yes, they are twins. And one of them, Bartosz, is still with us in Poland. He is studying, and Kuba is outside, but hopefully he will come for some time to Poland. So this is our town, the city of Poznań. This is town that where we are leading a Christian education, a King David School. This is a town of about 700,000 people.
And if you can imagine, just behind this church, you can see the building. About 500 meters is our King David School.
Yes. This is our voivodeship. We call it Wielkopolskie Województwo. And this is picture from our time when we have started King David School. It was 15 years ago. Right in the middle, I don't know if you recognize, there is a lean. We don't have this button that can show, but there is a lean.
The daughter of Jack and John.
Yes.
Being stalked there.
Yes, and she was one of our initial group with our children with whom we started preschool. So on these chairs, there are sitting preschoolers and there are primary schoolers. So it was 23 people, children with whom we started our school 15 years ago. It was several times ago, several years ago. Yeah. We do not have our current picture with us. But today,
because it was pandemia, we couldn't make it.
Yes. So in 2006, we start with these 23 children. Then we add a homeschooling, a mode. 4 years later, we have started secondary school and then high school. So today we have in our schools over 200 children in different forms of education.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't like that we just decided, oh, let us do the school, because it would be actually the last thing we could just make for us. But one day, it was more than 15 years ago, we wake up with the very strong conviction in our heart that God is talking to us by the scripture. From Luke 18:16, let the children come to me, because for such like these belong the kingdom of God. I don't know if I speak it right, but
yes. So we start this being convinced that this is the will of God. It was Christian school number 3 in Poland in those days, and as Jack said, we have a few Christians, evangelicals in Poland. So our school was one of these few schools in those days. We are using platform school to bring children and also parents and young people to Christ. Based on this school, many people were presented to Jesus Christ. Some of them are born again now. They are now in different churches. In our church that we have planted as a result of this educational ministry, we have some parents and some children who are former pupils of King David School.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing opportunity to be in a Christian, to lead the Christian school, because children are open during the day. Sometimes they have headaches, sometimes they are sick, and they come to help, and we can pray with them, and we can just help them. And we remember it was one day when such a young man, Jasiu Jaskulski, one day he came to us saying that he has terrible, terrible headache. He needs help. And we remember we had gathered together around him, prayed for him, and he was instantly healed. And actually, it was the beginning of greater miracle.
Yes. So he was healed. Like Ivona said, it was instant healing. As a result of this, he informed parents that he was healed. And since this time, this migraines that he had was very regular pains just disappeared. And because of this, his parents started to be very interested in school and in us. So it was the beginning of the big change in their family. It was a long story to make it short. All of members, mother and father, they were born again. So they gave life to Christ. He gave life to Christ. They gave life to Christ. Today they are growing. They are disciples of Christ. I had this privilege to lead Hubert for some years. Ivona had a meeting with Elisa. Today they are leaders. They have their own groups, and Hubert is one of elder in our church. So God is bringing people to Christ through King David School, using a lot of situations like this.
We can pray not only for healings, but more often today we can pray for families, because more and more families are divorced in Poland, and children are in the middle of these conflicts, and it is a growing problem. We can see even in our school, where maybe 25% of the children are saved, but the rest are from nominal Catholic families or just families, they like Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this was the one area that this Christian education, King David School education, this platform gave us possibility to reach people in Poland. But in the same time, by the grace of God, He has invited us to bring ministry to Africa. And we have started association. Based on this association, we have started schools, King David schools in Africa. This year, we had privilege to be there in one of these schools. And we were sharing, you know, love of God with them. All this mission is 100% based on Poland. So people from Poland, they are supporting these missions. Many of these children that you see on the screen now, these are children who are orphans. So we have been planting these schools in these areas where there are poor children. We see as a result, in these places, there are four places where new fellowships, new churches have been planted in Uganda. So this is one. This is actually our headquarters in Uganda. This is a school for girls. They are learning to be tailors and some
nurses
and teachers. Yeah, so we didn't expect this, that God will open way to Uganda and to this place. But in the middle time, when we have started school, as a result of this, people were born again among us, our friends, and also people who were born again through school. So as a result of this, we start to have fellowship of believers.
Actually, I remember then, actually you wanted to share about discipleship, yeah?
Yeah, you said.
It was exactly the time when we were living together with Jack and John.
Yes.
And we got to know about the conference about discipleship. We went there together with them. And since that time, it was kind of revolution for us and amazing, amazing way of growing.
Yes, because earlier, I am former guy of Campus Society for Christ. So since the beginning, they were forming us in group, sharing groups. But like Ivona said, this idea of discipleship groups inspired us a lot. And we decided to change our normal groups, Christian groups, home groups, to be more like discipleship groups. In those groups, we are focusing more about character, more about mission, and we give each other possibility to ask hard questions. Yeah.
Yeah, because we are interested that not only we will know about Jesus, not only we will know about the Bible, but we will live Bible day by day. Mm. And we want to be transparent with our lives to each other and say the truth. It is not, if it's not okay, let us say that. If it's good, it's okay. We just share everything, what is nice and what is hard. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so after several years, just last year, we have planted in official way in Poland, you know, because there's a few Protestant churches. Each time when somebody is registering church, this is something very serious. So for many years, we were like a fellowship. It was non-official, but just last year, we have registered Baptist church. So today, we are, as a church, we are in Poznań. We have meeting in Poznań, but also we are planting a mission church or mission agency in Czarnków. And we have right now 13 discipleship groups in different places. So some of those places are in Poznań, in Czarnków, in Lubasz. And also we are using now internet to reach people for Christ. Because of coronavirus, we see growing interests.
Mm. And it's amazing, you know, God used the internet to reach different people.
Yes. So what we want to say is this, that based on King David School, we have planted a church. And we recognize that we have a need for teaching people and developing them, training them. So we have started Institute of Education, Growth and Education. And in this institute, we are training teachers, Christian teachers. We are giving seminars or trainings for them. Also, we are training Christians who are called to be leaders. So using this institute, we help people to grow in their service for Christ. Yeah, we have also some guys here, like you see. Yes. So our vision that we have in our church is we want to see mature disciples of Christ building the kingdom of God. And we have this conviction in our heart that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And we believe that this is about discipleship. So the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, we believe, is because there are disciples.
Amen.
who know the Lord, and that's why true believers, we believe that their earth will be filled with the awareness of the Lord. Mm. So this is our vision and our mission. We want to live by God's design for the glory of God. It means that we believe that God has called us. He gave us gifts. He gave us callings. And we help people to discover these callings. And then we are helping them to grow in maturity. And we believe that the Lord is using all of us in different places to build the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this word from John are very specific for us, very special for us. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So something that is special in this passage is that there is written not if you will know my word, but it is if you abide in my word. And this word abide for us, it looks like Lord wants we to put in life his word. to abide in him, it means that we are in what we know, in the places where he wants we to be. So we are abiding in him, in everything we know about him. So you will be truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is our experience, that we are free in Christ, and this is a big gift for us here in Poland, mm-hmm. that we can serve. And when we serve, we discover that he is dealing with us, with our problems, when we are not focusing on ourselves, but when we are focusing on people, we see the change.
And it is amazing, actually, because we see, you know, today we were talking about this, the Christ Church is growing, and it is very well. It is very well, because when we go with him, when we live for him, when you do that, he just uses us for his purpose, and his plan can become reality on here on the earth. And for us, it was amazing, you know, walking and watching, actually, 15 years back, about 15 years back, when we met Jack and John, and when we were still quite young family, we didn't know how to so much to live, you know, Christian life. We didn't have good
fathers.
Yes, we didn't have spiritual fathers, mothers, and God joined us with Jack and John, and they told us, they showed us, and most amazingly, they allowed us to live with them, to see their daily life, you know, and to see how they are living. And for us, it was a great, wonderful gift that we can give away again. You know, so actually today, one of the young mothers came to me, and she said, you know, we don't have good spiritual fathers and mothers, only, you know, our fathers and mothers, they haven't been saved. You are saved, and you are our fathers and mothers. Can we visit you during Christmas Eve to see how do you do the Christian family Christmas Eve? And it was joy in our hearts, because they want to grow, and the gift is going further and further.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we see, especially in these days, the need for healthy families is growing very much in Poland. More and more people who are getting divorces. And so we see our call. The call of our church is actually to reach families for Christ. So we are doing this in simple three steps in the church. We have our weekly services with communion. We have communion on each service. We've got the supper, Lord's Supper. And why? Because we see that we want people to understand that the church is church, is not just a group of people who are gathering together. When they are in Catholic Church, they have communion, regular communion, and we see this is something that Lord said to us to do. So we try to have this weekly meetings with communion. Then we are focusing on families with this perspective of building a covenant families, the picture of a father who is devoted to wife and to the family, who is this example of Christ for us, example of Christ loving church and wife, that she is example of the church that is following Christ. And then, so this is second point, is the covenantal families. And the third is discipleship. Missional discipleship. we believe, all of us, we are called to be disciples of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's why we are helping people to grow in their maturity to this extent when they can start their own groups. So we have started from two groups, and we see that the Lord is multiplying these disciples. So this is a little bit about us, just for you to know. And we would like also to share some from our hearts, from the Bible. So there is the word that I would like to share with you is from Ephesians. This is a passage that we were also sharing today in our church. And I was asking Lord if this is something that I can share with you. And the interesting thing is this, that today Ashley, he has shared the second verse that I was sharing today in our church from Daniel, chapter 7, about Son of Man, to whom was given dominion. So let's read this word. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same
of the mighty strength.
Is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. This is amazing verse that is showing us Christ. But also when we read from Daniel, the chapter 7, there is written that Daniel saw in night visions a Son of Man, and he saw with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a Son of Man, he said. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve to him. And then Daniel said that his dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, one that shall not be destroyed. So it is amazing passage of the Bible that shows us our King, Jesus Christ, who is the king that is brought to God. There is a passage in the Psalm 110 that says the Lord, there is the word Jehovah. The Jehovah says to my Lord, to Adonai, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. So we know that this is the picture of the spiritual reality that is in heaven. Jesus is sitting on the right side of Father, God Father. And he have in his heart the scepter that is a symbol of royal power. What it means? You know, the king that is sitting on the throne is sitting there in a purpose of in a purpose to extend his power, to his influence on different people in his kingdom. And the scepter is a royal sign, the sign of the royal power. And what it means, what is the scepter in the hands of Jesus? What is his power? And when we read Bible, we see in Rome, chapter 1st and verse 16, we know from the Bible itself that the gospel of Christ is a power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So there is a God's scepter. It is a gospel that is preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is showing us this godly perspective, that he is sitting in the throne and he has this gospel that he has sent to us, or he has sent with us the gospel just to preach this good news on the earth. Why? Because he has a purpose. He wants to subdue all earth. And he wants to conquer. He wants to conquer names and families and clans and nations. Why? Because he is a king. He is a king, and there are these two aspects. He is the one who has created his creation. So he wants to conquer this because he is the owner. He is the owner. But also he is the redemptor. He's the redemptor. It means that he has not only power because he is the owner, but he is also power because he has rights. He bought us with his blood. So he wants we to be in his kingdom. He paid a big price for us, and he wants we to preach the gospel today as his ambassadors and as his consuls that he's sending us just to do his business here on the earth. So we believe and we know that the power of God, the gospel, it comes from the church. We are the church. We are the Zion. So the Lord is ruling from the Zion, from the church. And and this gospel is a message not only for unbelievers, to whom of course this message brings a hope, but the gospel is also something that is for us, for unbelievers. For believers. So we are the one, we are carrying the great commandment. We are people who are carrying the gospel today. So he said to us in Matthew, all of us, we know this passage, Matthew 28, 18. There is written that Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You know, sometimes when we see today situation outside, we can have these ideas. It doesn't look like all authority is in his hands. But Lord has his own plans. If I would be on the throne, if I'm on the throne, I would did different things. Probably my rulership would be very sharp and strict. Why? Because I am not full of grace. I am not full of mercy. But the Lord, He is full of grace. He is full of mercy. And He wants to reveal this mercy and grace to those sinners whom we have been, and towards sinners who are today. So all authority in heaven and on earth, said the Lord, has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the earth. So, Lord, shortly after being resurrected, went to heaven. When he went to heaven, he sit on the throne. And when he sit on the throne, he sent the Holy Spirit. And he's there. And Psalm 110 says that he's sitting there until all nations, all enemies will be brought back to his footstool. We are these ambassadors, we are these consuls, we are his tools whom he's using to bring all these names to kingdom of God. And we believe that there will be time when he will come back. And at the end of this age, he will come back and he will defeat the last enemy, that is death. But also we know that today is our time, is the time of the church. And we can, we have this great privilege that we can do what he sent us to do. So we can preach the gospel, make people disciples of Christ. And as a result of this, we believe he is calling, he is planting churches, he is planting schools, he's doing the mercy services and all these things to glorify his name, to glorify his name. So if you abide in my word, says the Lord, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So this is our prayer. We want to do our best to bring this message of mercy, the message of grace among our people here. And we know that, you know, you're in the same business. We are in the same business. We have the same call. We are bringing this message of grace to the people who are lost, who are dying, and who are going to hell. But because of Christ and because of the gospel that now is in our hands, Holy Spirit is convicting people and he is saving people. So it is amazing story. We can be part of something amazing, something great. We are part of eternal history. You know, there will be times, and we believe that there will be times when we will have in our memories all these things that Lord has done through us in different places. But today we have still some years, some time where we can bring the gospel of Christ to people who are unbelievers today. So we would like to ask you to pray for Poland. We are here in this nation. We are bringing a gospel to this nation. Very religious nation, but now it's going down. Religion is going down in Poland. But we believe that in the same time, Lord wants to his true church to go up. This is something that we see Lord is doing here in our place in Poland. So please pray for us. We need a breakthrough in Poland and we need a growth. We need really to find the way how to connect with people and bring them Christ.
Yeah, Poland actually, as I read, is in the one of the top countries in the world in the rate of young people committing suicide.
Number two.
And we see in the ministry of our young people how many of them go through depression. And you know, the tension, the difficulty in living, life is quite difficult here and it's not easy. And the young people, they don't see perspective and they are falling in depression quite often. So please pray that God will use us to give these people strength to live his life. Even in such a circumstances when everything is falling down and the you know, the walls that thought to be, you know, security for us are falling down now, you know, with work, with jobs, with, you know, money. It is just waving. I know it's like this in everywhere, all over the world. Everywhere. Yeah. So even maybe especially in such a time like this, we can pray that the gospel will be preached in Jesus' power.
So we would like ask you for prayer for our church, especially for our ministry towards young people. We see and we feel that he wants to reach young people and families, especially young families. And also we are praying to find place in Poznań for our church meetings, more like permanent place. We have also one private question or private prayer needs. We are request. We are praying for wives for our boys.
Godly
women. Yes. So thank you for this privilege that we can share with you. What we are praying for. We are. If you would like, on the 12th of December, we will have a meeting online with this possibility of knowing more about our ministry, this virtual trip over our ministry, where we will share more with details what we are doing here. And then we will invite partners and people who would like to be together with us in partnership in our ministry. And if you would like to be on this meeting or to be a partner with us, you're very welcome. We are thankful to the Lord that he is building body and he is building people who work together to reach people for Christ.
To be with us on this meeting, we need your email address. So you can write it down in here now on the chat or send it to Jack Stockdale or Ashley. I don't know, maybe they will help us.
Yeah. So thank you, church, for possibility of sharing with you our story and our hearts.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, there and here, we even there is more difficulties, we can live more and more for Jesus. And praise be to him in our lives. When it's easy, when it's hard, whenever.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Yarek and Avona. Let's go to prayer right now for this nation of 38 million people. We have an opportunity to be involved, and it's the greatest privilege we have during our lives on earth is to serve our wonderful King together. And as you said, Yarek, he's the King over all of us, indeed over the whole world. All the nations are his. So yes. Let's claim Poland for the Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege of partnering with Yarek and Avona in the spread of the gospel in Poland. And Lord, we know we can't change history, as painful as the history of their nation is. Lord, you have also done wonderful things, and you desire to continue to do wonderful things, and for your great gospel, your powerful gospel, to spread. Thank you for the increasing numbers of peoples who are coming to faith in Christ. And we not only pray for conversions in Poland, but we pray for more workers. We beseech you, Lord of the harvest, raise up and send forth even more workers. Thank you for the Piechoks and the way that they're serving you, and that through them you are not simply making converts, but disciples, workers are being raised up. Lord, we commit to you their fellowship, their church, and we ask you to open a permanent place for them to meet. We thank you for their sons, Kuba and Bartek, and trust you, Lord, to guide them to godly girls for them to marry and join their lives with as they serve you. And we just trust you, Lord, to lead us in the future in terms of our participation, be it financial or sending short-term teams in prayer. We just want to do our part, Lord. We know we're not a big congregation, but you've given us 5 loaves and 2 fish, so to speak, and we want to be faithful. So we trust you to help us and lead us, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to consider prayerfully what your role would be in terms of financially supporting Yarek and Ivona. The way Joan and I approach our finances is that we, a given for us, and it's been this way for us for many, many years, whatever we get, of course, I'm on salary here at the church, Joan has a little eBay business, whatever we get financially, we return 1/10 of that to our local church. That's just been our policy. I'm not going to make a big teaching right now on tithing, but that's been the way we have approached our finances. Then in addition to that, we seek the Lord for his leading in terms of what might be called free will offerings, as the Lord enables us and blesses us to give to various ministries. And we're happy to have been supporting Yarek and Ivona now for some years, and invite you to consider the same. The way you can do that, 2 ways. If you want to go old school, if you want a piece of paper that's in your hand that you can read and look at, in the table on the in the lobby, there are some literature concerning their way of life ministry, and inside that there's an insert that tells you how you can give. If you want to use your phone or computer, you can go to newsong.family/live, scroll down to the announcements, and the very first announcement contains a link for Way of Life Ministry. Hit that link and it will direct you in terms of how you can give. So it's been really fun, Yarek and Ivona, having you this morning. Thank you for taking time to spend with us. And now I think, Phil, you have some announcements for us.
So we have a number of things going on at New Song this week. First of all, on Saturday morning from 9 to 11, there will be another parenting seminar. It'll just be on our Zoom link, which you can get to on the church website. We have a collection of things that we have accumulated here in our Lost and Found. If you will please check the Lost and Found, which is in the copier room in the church office area. Please take the things that are yours and consider taking things that are not yours. Oh, we have moved Lost and Found to the lobby, so don't think you could just take the copier just because it's in that room, okay? We've moved it to the lobby, but the Lost and Found really needs to be cleared out, because if it just sits there for another couple of weeks, we're just going to purge it. We just can't hold on to this stuff forever. Next Sunday, we're going to help set transform our big room, the sanctuary area, for a Christmas decor. So please hang out and cooperate with that. If you have some questions about that, you can speak to Todd Park. At the end of the month, we will be doing Faith Walkers. They're going to have it. It's just going to be virtual. So you can follow along online. And if you don't know how to do that, then we'll just be showing it here in the big room in the sanctuary. And finally, Operation Christmas Child is not doing the cheese fundraiser this year, But they are still selling Buckeyes and photo calendars, and you can see Beth for that. And with that, I'll turn things over to Mike, who's going to pray for us.
All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time this morning, to be encouraged and challenged, to see your heart and how you're moving in this world. Lord, we realize as we see the conditions of the world around us and even our own hearts, Lord, we need help. Lord, we need your help. And so we call upon you this morning. Give us wisdom, direction, guidance, strength, boldness, all of those things we need from your hand, Lord. We thank you. You've given us the Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, that you are interceding for us, stating our cause, representing us. We thank you, God, that you've got a plan for our lives. We pray that this morning we'd be challenged in moving in that direction, walking in that path. So we just pray this morning that you'd help us to take time this week to evaluate our lives, evaluate our activities, our giving, our thinking, what we're all about, Lord, and put that in your hands and see how you can work and move in our lives, Lord, and through our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
So good to see you all again. It warms my heart to see you all and your smiles and to hear what God's doing with your ministry. So good to see you. It's good to see everybody else here who's joined us online. Glad you could join us today. Feel free to take your camera and mic, put those on, and feel free to chat and visit a little bit if you like. And everybody have a good week.